More than 2,000 gathered in a plaza in downtown Columbus for what was being billed the Sister March. But there were some brothers in this march, too. Fathers, mothers, daughters, grandmas, and grandpas of all ages and ethnicities. Some of the marchers in this event will be in the nation's capital for tomorrow's event. Others say they can't go, but they want to show support for the National Women's March in Washington, D.C., that is expected to attract 100 times more. At this march, some carried signs, some wore signs, and some of those signs will be worn by marchers this weekend. Some plastered pictures of daughters, mothers, granddaughters, and grandmothers on their backs, saying they're marching in their honor or memory. There were women who were drumming, and some wore costumes. Allie Brown of Columbus was one of a half dozen people who were dressed as suffragettes.
So this is a Victorian era inspired outfit, and the message is just that we're essentially still fighting the same fights. So it's in support of the people that came before us, but also just kind of the implication that we're moving a little bit backwards here.
Betsy Tannehill of Columbus says she's always believed women's rights are human rights, one of the big themes of this march, but she says she felt it was important to take a stand or walk now.
This is the first march that I've done, and I'm 73 years old, and I thought I better do one before it gets too late, because I have a friend who went to for abortion rights in Washington 14 years ago, and she couldn't come this time because of health issues, and I thought, well, I'm not going to be a chicken anymore, and I'm going to come.
So wearing her homemade pink pussycat hat, inspired by comments Donald Trump made years ago on a hot mic while working with Access Hollywood, Tannehill joined thousands of others as they took off on the mile-long trek to the State House. Many of these women say the election of Trump has been the catalyst that made them take to the streets in an event like this. Robin Jasper, a grandmother from Newark, was holding a sign that read, "Now you've pissed off Grandma."
But this is a call to action for myself personally. I've, you know, gotten through my life. I work hard. I'm a social worker. I see people in need. But I need to get busy because we've let other people and other parties infiltrate local level school boards, our local government, our state government, but most importantly on the federal level. And it's time for Americans to get busy and look forward to the midterm election and make our voices and our votes heard at that time.
Organizers of the march say it's not a protest. They say it's meant to emphasize love and unity. At the end of the march, many joined faith leaders already at the State House who were holding an event of their own there. Barbara Marshall of Hilliard was among that group.
It's not a church function. We're just people that care about the rights of women, of the LGBT, of immigrants, of people whose rights might be in danger.
Marshall and many other marchers then joined hands and circled the State House in solidarity. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.